am I shaking my head?
Yeah.
There's a woman in the lobby.
She's waving.
Watching you doing your little dance number here. And she was waving and kind of laughing.
You think she was laughing at me?
Oh, no, I think she was enjoying.
Yeah.
She was joining with you in the revelry of the moment.
Middle-aged white man gyration.
See what this is all day? This is what this is every single day. People don't understand this. It's just sitting here every single day and watching this go on.
Yeah. But it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pleasant way to spend time.
Yeah, I think it is.
With
the hell out of staying home.
With this is Connecticut legend. She's a legend, but she's also a reality. Rebecca Lobo. In a complex reality, she is. So you haven't seen any movies?
No, I can't believe it. I haven't.
You should see movies now before you have the kid, because you're never going to do anything for a while.
I know, that's true. And for a while, I was just so busy during the WNBA season, and then recently, there just hasn't been a lot out that I've wanted to see.
Mm. We could make her the same offer we made to Teresa Pelham.
What was that?
Our two kids could come over and babysit.
That's true.
Well, I'll take people up on babysitting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Our sons?
Yeah. Well, my son is actually taking the babysitter course.
Well, your son, I think, you know, I've met your son. I bet he'd be a good babysitter.
Nicholas is a very nice boy, very responsible. My son has taken the Red Cross babysitting course, and it's about, I think your kid needs to learn to play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas early on. So he could sort of work with that a little bit.
There's Nicholas now.
That could be a fun thing.
Just passing through.
Yeah. Well, this weekend, I somehow or other want to find time to see Ray. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
I mean, he'll be in tomorrow morning, I think.
Yeah, not that Ray. No, movie Ray.
Different Ray. I want to see that, too.
Let's all go together. You, me, and Rebecca Lobo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Because she's pretty excited
paying?
About that idea.
who's paying?
You know, you were asking me before about the movie theater that closed briefly, the Cinema City down in the Meadows, and it's now reopened, and they are showing art movies. But you're also asking me about Blueback Square, and I do. The understanding is that Blueback Square will show independent movies and art movies.
Don't bring that up again.
How many theater?
Five screens, I think.
Oh, really?
But what I was wondering is, how do you make that a legal reality?
What?
You know, well, like say, you know, part of their agreement is that that's going to be a movie theater that shows art movies or independent movies. I mean, does it say in the contract or something that like Emma Thompson has to be in at least one of the movies being shown there at any given time or something like that? Or there could be no Steven Seagal movies and stuff like that.
It'll probably be that way right up until the point where they can't make money with it or whatever, and then they'll put other things in there.
Yeah. That's what I'm sort of wondering.
What the other things are, who knows?
That's what, even though I supported Blueback Square, I'm sort of wondering how you could actually hold somebody to that particular agreement. I mean, what actually is an independent or art movie? Or maybe it can't have a budget larger than $20 million or something like that. Help me
maybe
out.
Maybe there is something in the contract. I don't know.
Well, we don't know either.
You should call your friend Jonathan Harris.
So are you going to announce on the air who you're voting for president? Think about it. Think about it during the news.
Okay.
Don't do anything rash.
Okay.
You're a public figure. I have to be very careful.
I'm sure I would sway a lot of voters.
Oh, I think so. With Curt Schilling, look at him, you know. I mean, you got to think.
Was he for Bush yesterday?
Yeah, for Bush, yeah. But then he backed out. He weaseled out. Do we have to go right now? Okay, we have to go. We'll talk about more about this in just a minute. New Hampshire.
Wasn't he in Disney World?
He was in Disney World, and that's where he made the promise. He said he was going to journey up to New Hampshire. But now he's saying because of the ankle. But I'm just assuming that the Jerry Maguire in his life said, don't get political, you know, don't do this.
Yeah.
You can make more money the other way. And that's probably what your sports agent would have told you. Said, don't answer McEnroe's question. I'm surprised your cell phone didn't ring.
I don't think Curt Schilling's endorsements are the thing that will be hurt depending on who he endorses. I mean, does anybody really care who Curt Schilling's voting for or who we're voting for that matter?
Well, I think...
La chanson de Clara, la jolie musique, qui sortait de cet ange.
Well, Curt Schilling says that his ankle hurts too much for him to go and be with President Bush this weekend. How come he's running in the Breeders' Cup? And Frank Francisco has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge, but he has to agree to go to a chair-throwing management program. It's time for Sports Atois, the very French sports discussion segment. Avec Mr. Actually, there's more than club, but aren't there? With Mr. Crispino and the WNBA analyst Rebecca Lobo, Mr. Stevens, and myself. We got under the mayor.
That's a lot of people in one room.
So here's the thing about the Texas Rangers. My two guesses and still hold. We're with Rebecca Lobo right now, and we also apparently have a mystery caller.
Mystery caller?
On our hotline. So let's go to the hotline.
Let's do this and see what we got. Mystery caller.
Hello, mystery caller.
Hello, this is the evil doctor.
I see. I guess it was either the evil doctor Courtney Gain or...
We thought it was Kurt Schilling.
Or Gino. It had to be one of the two.
I heard you soliciting calls for something nice about Rebecca and something bad about Colin.
Oh. Well, no, we didn't really say that exactly.
We just figured that's how they would come up anyway.
Well, what is it you want to say anyway?
I just wanted to say that Bruce is such a delightful person to speak with, and you know, he's so nice. He's so well-kept, well-shaven, clean, smells nice. And
were you, like, sniffing Bruce?
He's smart, nice, funny, beautiful, and that's all I wanted to say.
Well, you know, I agree with all of those things, and I enjoy coming every day to work with somebody who's so sweet-smelling and pleasant and nice. I agree with all those things. I think you have a rotten, shriveled little raisin of a heart, but...
as I was telling Bobby, if I called and said something evil about you, all I was doing was refocusing the attention back to Colin, and I think that was what you're trying not to do.
But I know that
you... I just want to chime in on some positive thoughts.
I know that you and Bruce had a little moment. You and Bruce had a little moment the other day.
Yeah, we did. It was special. And you know what? The Red Sox pulled through for us.
Well, I like Margaret better than you anyway.
I know you do. Which is hard. That's cool. Rivalry.
But no, we're very fond of you. And actually, you've been a wonderful science editor. We're letting you go now, however.
No, we're not.
We have to find a good assignment for her. We have to find a new science assignment for her.
I think perhaps, I don't know if it falls under the category of science, but perhaps more study on those little people.
On the little people, yeah, that would be a good thing. Have you been following this thing, Dr. Gain, where they found in Indonesia the whole other race of human beings who are little tiny people?
No, but like Pedro, I do love little people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know you've bonded very closely, for example, with Steve Salhaney, our operations manager here. And in a very nice way, in a non-condescending way. I think that speaks well of you. But
I'm kind to all.
Yeah. So maybe you could begin investigating this. It's a pretty interesting thing, though. It's like a whole other race of human beings who coexisted with us 13,000 years ago.
Oh, I could get on assignment.
Yeah, okay, that'll be your new assignment. Find out more about them. Find out if there's any of them out in eastern Connecticut.
I should look in my closet. There might be some in there.
Definitely. All right, thanks for calling. And listen, did you have anything you wanted to say to Rebecca Lobo or Rebecca Lobo?
Well, I gave her some nice compliments.
Yeah.
I think.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, yeah, I'm mad you called me evil for being a Republican.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I can't tell you right now.
All right.
You'll have to find out later.
We'll find out later. Okay.
Rebecca can report to you.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye.
You seemed a bit off-putting when you...
I was off-putting?
Well, I don't know. You just...
Or was it put off?
Well, you just kind of like were... You didn't seem very happy.
Well, no, I was always happy to talk to the evil Dr. Courtney. Yeah. She's our science editor and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. She started saying nice things about Rebecca, for example, and that seemed to...
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it was all calculated. It hurt me and psychologically destroyed me. I understand that. I understand why these things are done. It's going to take more than that. We have to go. Nothing wrong with doing it, at least from a legal basis. We need different laws. Joining us now, GP, the Doomsday Economist.
Hey, guys, sorry to touch me up, but I think we should be on terracotta alert red right now.
All right.
We got everything in place. Osama bin Laden, some video, these guys not appeared in years.
Yeah.
And the, Dow's at 10,000, the lunar eclipse, all this stuff, I face instances. What is notable is that past lunar eclipses have coincided with major al-Qaeda terrorist attacks. For instance, there was one on August 7th, 1998. That's when the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania were bombed. Also with the Casablanca bombings in Morocco.
But see, I don't think they can change the threat level based on eclipses.
Well, we can note that these terrorist events occur around lunar eclipses, which has a lot of importance to these Islamic extremists.
Oh, so you're saying it's not just some kind of mystical or metaphysical connection. There's an actual intellectual connection between the eclipses and the terrorist activities?
They believe in the mysticism of astrology. Yeah. They're acting accordingly.
All right. Well, on that basis, I'd go with you on that one.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. Well, not now, no.
What?
Not now. We're not going to have a good weekend. You frightened us. Don't just say that and then say have a good weekend.
With all the risk, I'm still going to that parade. I'm stopping there, okay?
There you go. I just want to quickly say, you know, we've
been calling from Tony Guillamo's house.
I think actually he and Tony are in a bunker together right now. You know, we've been talking about these 377 tons of Iraqi explosives and nobody knows where they are and stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think now...